Welcome to Mini Magic, the kids' podcast where we talk about magic, witches, spells, and whatever else you want. Hi, everyone. Welcome back after a short break for the holidays. I hope that you had a beautiful winter solstice if you celebrated it, or Christmas, or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, or whatever winter holiday you celebrate in your home. I woke up before the sun on the morning of Yule and hiked up to a point in Austin called Mount Bonnell. It is the very highest tippy-top point in the city, and I watched the sunrise there with a few other people who had gathered. It was a really great way to start the day and to start a new year. I'm excited to get back into podcasting, though, and I have been planning out all of the Mini Magic episodes for the new year, starting with today, which is episode 6. And I initially had something else planned to talk about in this episode. It had absolutely nothing to do with what we're actually going to talk about, but something very exciting happened yesterday, and I decided to change the whole thing. And that thing was that I got the first copies of my newest book from the printer. This is my second children's book. It's a board book called C is for Coven, that follows the structure of the ABCs. And like I read my first book, Brina, back in episode 1, I decided to read it out loud to you today in a story time episode. If you backed the book on Kickstarter and you want it to be a surprise when you get it in the mail, which should be next month, I suggest that you save this episode for later or jump ahead a few minutes. After reading the book, I want to talk a little bit about what the word coven means, what a coven is, and how they work, and then we will do a listener question, of course. We'll get started with the story. C is for Coven, written and illustrated by Andrea Stein. A is for altar, set up in my room, stones, figurines, and a small bundled broom. B is for Besom, that broom's magic name, for clearing a space with intention and aim. C is for Coven, a circle of trust, conjuring energy potent and just. D is for drawing down the moon, invoking the goddess in ritual tune. E is for elements, earth, water, air, fire, and spirit are everywhere. F is for Fae, those coy little fairies, making their homes out of mushrooms and berries. G is for Goddess, ruling the night, hanging the moon, and bringing the light. H is for herbs, kept up on a shelf, used for good luck, for love, and for health. I for intention, for having strong will, for guiding my spell work with focus and skill. J is for journal, to write down my dreams, filled up with scribbles and torn at the seams. K is for kitchen witch, working with herbs, brewing up cures for sleep and for nerves. L is for Luna, the moon in the sky, passing through phases while hanging up high. M is for magic, how wishes come true, inside of everyone, in me and you. N is for nettle and raspberry tea, sipped in the morning while under a tree. O is for offering, left in a dish with a petition that spells out my wish. P is for pentagram, a magical star worn by witches near and far. Q is for quartz, a point or a cluster, crystals that glow with vibration and luster. R is for ritual, calling it in, manifesting what's about to begin. S is for solstice, falling twice a year, when we honor the earth, celebrating with cheer. T for tarot, as I pull out a card, doing readings from a stand in the yard. U is for universe, ever so grand, guiding me through with a light touch of hand. V is for veil, delicate and thin, separating us from those who have been. W is for witch, he, she, or they, learning, fighting, and leading the way. Z is for zodiac. What is your sign? You tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine. Now use your letters and cast a spell. Did it work? Too soon to tell. So there it is, the newest and second Moondust Press book. I hope that you liked it, and I hope that maybe you learned some new words or you have some new questions. But there's one word in particular that I want to talk about a little more, and that is coven. C is for coven, a circle of trust, conjuring energy, potent and just, is how the line in the book reads. And that's because a coven is a group of witches that work together, either to do magic together or to learn and grow together as a group with shared ideas and practices. This is one of those things where some people do it and some people don't. Just like some of you might love working on group projects with all of your friends at school, and some of you might really not like it and just want to do everything on your own, each witch decides if they want to practice in a group coven situation or alone, which is called being a solitary witch. I consider myself a solitary witch. But I do practice with my family and share information with my friends. I want to read you just a brief line from one of my favorite books, The Little Witch's Book of Spells by Ariel Cusby, from page 23, How to Find Your Magical Posse. She says, "Start by asking friends that you think might be interested in casting spells with you. Then look out for other kids who might also be witches or who might want to learn about magic. Always ask nicely, and don't worry if everyone you ask isn't interested in the magical arts. Once you have found a few fellow witches, organize a time to gather and start spell casting together." I think that this is really great advice, especially noting that not everyone will be interested in magic or witchy stuff, and that's okay. It matters that you find your people, if you want to, and a coven can even be as few as two people. I also highly, highly recommend this book. It has so much good information in it and tons of fun spells that we've been enjoying at our house, like a mermaid bath spell and a furry friend spell to attract a magical animal companion. Now let's get to our listener question.
Hi, my name is River, and is there real, actual, magical wands? And where do witches get their magic books? Or do they have magic books?
Hi, River. Two very good questions and two yeses. Yes to magic wands and definitely yes to magic books. Let's break it down a little more. So magic wands. We talked about this a little bit towards the end of episode 5 in how witches can use either their hands or a wand or nothing. But I'll give you my opinion, which is that a wand isn't magical by itself. A wand is just a way to channel magic from you into the outside world. So yes, people do use them. You can buy them at witchy stores or have them made for you. But I think that the most powerful and effective thing to do if you want to use a wand is to find something in nature, like a stick. Now to one of my favorite topics, books. Where do witches get their magic books? You guys know that I don't ever want to say all, because not all witches do anything the same, but I will venture to say that almost all witches do have magical books, whether those are books that they buy or books that they have made. If you're ever at a bookstore, a lot of stores will even have a section or a shelf of witchy books and spell books. I personally have a whole shelf of magical books in my house on all sorts of different things. Books about the Wheel of the Year, raising kids with magic, water witchcraft, green witchcraft, and other specific types of magic. You don't have to use books, but they're a really great way to learn from other witches. And the cool thing is that you can also usually find them used. My favorite place to buy used books is on thriftbooks.com or at local thrift stores. My favorite magic book for kids is the one that I mentioned earlier in this recording, The Little Witch's Book of Spells. But perhaps more importantly is that lots of witches make and keep their own spell books and books full of information and personal experiences. This book is typically called either a book of shadows or a grimoire, and it can be kept any way that you want. In a notebook, a binder, it can be typed or handwritten with pencil or pen. Some people even just keep the whole thing on a computer or a phone these days. What's important about it is that you're tracking your experiences, your spells, your rituals, and the outcome. Thank you all so much for joining me today, being back after a holiday break, and making a little magic. Remember that you can always submit a question to be answered on the air by visiting anchor.fm/minimagic. I hope that you'll join me next week for our next episode, where we will be doing a deep dive into the moon phases and how to use the moon in spellcasting and ritual. Bye for now. Mini Magic is produced by Moondust Press. You can find more information, books, worksheets, and other resources online at moondustpress.com and on social media at moondustpress.